Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Home Hacks every Tuesday morning. If you've got any text, WhatsApp or a voice note, 087-77-11-103. Alternatively, send them to the studio via email, studio@radiocentre.ie.
I did see in action one of our home hacks being used at the weekend, and that was half an onion to clean the barbecue. And it did it exactly as we had been told it would. Removed all that sort of bits of barbecue dirt that remain after the barbecue really easily. Mm. It worked. Half an onion. Promise you, it was, I couldn't believe it. Sometimes you try the hacks and go, ah, it's not that good. But it really was. It was great. Another one that I had heard worked and really does is car wax. Get that for your ceramic bathroom tiles. Rub it on. Let it stand for 2 minutes, buffer polish it off, and you have the cleanest tiles you've ever seen in your life.
Nice.
If you have a shower curtain with mildew on it, take it down. Clean them in hot soapy water. But if you rub some lemon juice on them afterwards, it stops that mildew coming back anytime soon. It's a great way of preventing the mildew returning.
Also, why just have one shower curtain? Have two. Do you know what I mean? So instead of struggling with that one shower curtain and trying to pull it all the way across, have two, like, so it's a proper set of curtains.
Mm. Yeah. Just putting true it out enough. There. Yeah.
I've got one here for wooden floors. You've wooden floors throughout the house?
No.
If you've got scuff marks on your wooden floors, apparently, now I haven't tried this, but I will. If, and I'm sure during the summer with Wimbledon fast approaching, a lot of the kids will be out playing tennis, so there might be a tube of new tennis balls. Those new tennis balls, apparently, a clean tennis ball on a hardwood floor will get rid of the scuff marks. You just kind of give it a rub and it's gone.
Right.
Like magic. The other thing I spotted, I want to share this with you, I saw it over the weekend. There's a friend of mine is very house proud, and they've got that the hanging baskets at the front of the house.
Yeah.
But they got new ones. And they repurposed their old ones. And what they did, I thought was really cool. In the house, in the kitchen, they had, it essentially became a fruit basket. So it was kind of, it was nailed into the wall, the hanging basket. And it was just filled with bananas and apples. And I was like, oh, that's genius.
Mm.
That's genius. But they had taken a bit off the back. This was one of the wooden ones.
Yeah.
So it was a circular wooden hanging basket. They cut the back off so it was flush up against the wall. And I just thought, that's brilliant.
So it's essentially like a hanging basket for flowers, but inside with fruit in it.
With fruit in it, yeah.
Yeah, I like the sound of that.
And it looks well. It looks really nice. I was like, yeah, that's really clever. Fair play to you.
You know the way we always talk about WD-40 and the wonders of WD-40? In fact, we had a whole home hack section based on it one time. Well, hinges, instead of using oil that may ruin or dirty paintwork, Vaseline, brilliant. Put it on. Works like a charm for making doors open and close easier. And if you have window putty on your windows and you have a problem with birds picking at it, put some black pepper on it. Just sprinkle a little bit around the window putty and they won't go anywhere near it, apparently.
Also, one we mentioned before that probably would be of use to a lot of people now, and I know we only discussed that flying insects we shouldn't be killing at all. However, I've got an issue with fruit flies, Laura. I'm sure you're the same.
I haven't seen them that recently, actually. Are they in your house?
They're in the house at the moment, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And the blue bottles are. The blue bottles are getting bigger, lads. What's going on? The size of those lads these days. But anyway, apple cider vinegar.
Yes.
And it's just...
And the cling film, yeah?
Not even cling film. We just have a little, literally a bowl of apple cider vinegar and the lads just jump in there. And that's the end.
I found that I tried that, but then I found I had to use the cling film. So if it's not working for anyone, you basically put a layer of cling film over the top of the glass and make holes in it. And what they do is they go down into the glass and then they can't get back out. I left that on the window ledge last summer, right? Mm-hmm. And I covered it in cling film. And by the end of it, I think we had 80 of them or something. The glass. 80 fruit flies.
You know, someone's going to complain now. I don't, like, are we murderers?
Of fruit flies?
Are we ruining it? Well, I'm sure we had this discussion. They're serving a purpose, are they?
Yeah, to annoy us and aggravate us and land on our food. Apart from that, no. No, I'm not hearing it. I'm not having it. Sorry.
Bees and wasps, okay, fair enough.
Aye, we leave the lads alone. Them. Or spiders. You don't kill spiders.
Spiders, yeah, cool. Blue bottles, are they on death row or what's the crack with them?
I mean, they're on my death row. I mean, right. I try to let them out, but if they're going to keep annoying me and get out the window when I open it, they're getting it and that's the end of it.
Yeah, okay? buzz by my ear and I'm sorry, you're gone, pal. You're getting the newspaper. Yeah.
See ya. Catch on the flip side. Don't go changing.
So you know someone's going to complain. This is the kind of stuff we're going to get in trouble for. In the world we live in now, we'll probably be called into the office. So Rob, Laura, listen.
Fly killers.
You can't be saying to people, apple cider vinegar kills. Think of the fruit flies.